Chinese President Xi Jinping has praised community workers for their role in the battle against COVID-19, urging them to continue their efforts in containing the pandemic. President Xi made the remarks in the letter to community workers at a neighborhood in Wuhan, capital of central China's Hubei province. The Chinese president said community workers in urban and rural areas have been fighting the battle against COVID-19 without fear and with solidarity. He cautioned against any slackening in epidemic control, despite the fact that outbound travel restrictions have been lifted in Wuhan. China has urged intensified detection and swift response to people infected with novel coronavirus but showing no symptoms. The State Council says asymptomatic cases are infectious and pose risk of spreading to others. Authorities say screening of asymptomatic infections should be stepped up, targeting those contacts of confirmed patients, people involved in cluster outbreaks, those exposed to COVID-19, and travelers from areas with high risk of infections. Since April the 1st, the National Health Commission has started to incorporate information on asymptomatic cases in its daily report. So far, more than 1,100 asymptomatic cases, including over 360 imported from abroad, have been under medical observation on the Chinese mainland. The city of Suifenhe will build a temporary hospital as pressure mounts to stem the flow of imported novel coronavirus cases. The construction is expected to be completed on Saturday in the city near the China-Russia border. Nearly 400 medical staff are expected to work in the hospital. The hospital will be converted from an office building in the city and provide more than 600 patient beds. The Suifenhe port, a major land checkpoint at the border, has shut down its passenger inspection channel and tightened checks on the freight inspection. Police have boarded a cruise ship in Australia to seize evidence and question crew members of the vessel linked to hundreds of coronavirus infections. About 2,700 passengers disembarked from the Ruby Princess on March the 19th in Sydney, and it has since become the largest source of coronavirus infections in Australia. More than 600 cases of COVID-19 and 15 deaths are said to be linked to the ship. New South Wales State Police Commissioner Mick Fuller reviews more details of the investigation.
New South Wales police officers entered the Ruby Princess to gather evidence in relation to the Ruby Princess investigation. They spoke to the captain of the ship, who was extremely helpful. Ships have a black box very similar to that of international planes, and that and other evidence has been seized for further investigation, and that is just sort of part one of the investigation.
The Ruby Princess is expected to remain in port for 10 days while the investigations and tests are carried out. Crew Commander Anatoly Ivanishin says his crew is healthy and ready to lift off for the International Space Station. The crew of three, which includes Russian cosmonaut Ivan Vagner and NASA astronaut Chris Cassidy, will utilize a new Soyuz rocket, which has improved navigation systems and higher accuracy when entering into orbit. Cassidy says the crew has undergone a strict month-long quarantine to ensure that they are safe from the coronavirus. The spaceship is set to lift off from Kazakhstan later today.